Tav Reish Lamed Ches. V'davka shemasam b'zeh lashon. So the only way that you're allowed to make a t'nai to allow yourself to be able to use the decorations for other purposes is if you make the condition b'zeh lashon. Avalim amar ani mas nalem la'achon kashayiplu eno klum. If you say making a condition that I'm allowed to use them to eat them if they fall, that doesn't work. You have to specifically say from bein hashmashos. If you say I'm allowed to use them whenever I want, so then that's okay because that includes the time of Bein Hashmashos. It's only if you say when they fall, but they might not fall during Bein Hashmashos, so that's why such a time doesn't work. The Ramah adds, you have to make this condition before the first Bein Hashmashos, because once Bein Hashmashos starts and you haven't made the Tanai, it already becomes Muksa for the entirety of Sukkis. Some say that nowadays we don't make this Tanai anymore. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because we're not really knowledgeable in making Tanais and what the correct language is. However, there are other Achronim Mishnah Berurah quotes who says, no, the Lashon Tanai is right there. Shulchan Aruch says what you need to say, and the Gemara says what you need to say. So how could you say we're not Bakiyan in Tanais if it tells us straight out how to say the Tanai? So that's why others say you are allowed to make the Tanai. But the Ramah says, the Minag is not to. V'hachinag, b'noi natulim b'schach. That is the Minag by the Noi that we have hanging from our Schach. We don't make such a Tanai. Avu b'noi shenosnem b'defanos. Those things are chained on the walls. Gonstidin ha-mitsuyarim, decorated sheets. Nogin l'tatlo b'nei ha-gesham, afiu below Tanai. We take them down when it's going to rain so they don't get ruined, even without making the condition beforehand. Mishum d'yei shomrim d'ein iser afiu b'defanos atzman. Because some say it's really okay to move the walls anyway, kol shekem benoyan, for sure, for the decorations. Mikomakom tov lahasan salayan, still, it's better to make the tanai beforehand if you are able to. Many achronim disagree with this point about the noy on the walls, and they say that the walls of the sukkah, the decorations are just like the walls of the schach, and we shouldn't make such a difference. Mishnah Berurah then quotes that someone who wants to take down the decorations on Yontif because they're afraid that it's going to rain or something like that, so then they should make sure not to tie them too tightly, because you're not allowed to untie things on Yontif, so therefore you should just tie it in a bow instead of making it a knot. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes the halacha that you're not allowed to make a pasuk of basukos teshvu on a vegetable or on a fruit or something like that and hang it because it's going to end up getting disgusting, and that's not right to do to psukim. And you're also not allowed to write psukim in general unless you write a sefer shalem. And even though we are noeg lahatir, in order to teach, says it's better not to if there's no tzorech. So that's why you shouldn't really write the psukim at all. So even though you're really not supposed to write the psukim like basukos teshu or baruch atah b'vavecha or anything like that, says Rav Yashiv, you're allowed to buy it because the only issur is to write it. But if somebody already wrote it on a sign or something like that, then you're allowed to buy the sign and hang it in your sukkah. Line? Yeah, I don't know. That's what he quotes from Rav Yashiv, sukkah kelchasa, and Rav Nissen Karel. It's that it's mutter if somebody else wrote it. Also, when it comes to Noye Sukkah, Rav Nissen Karel, it says that you shouldn't throw them away in the garbage. You should treat them respectfully, and you should wrap it in something before you throw it away, just like you would do to tzitzis or anything else like that. Finally, the Ramah says, "Imsikik bahadas, otala basuka esrog lenoy mutar la riach bo dolahuksa me reach rak shelo yiga bo de aser betiltol v'yish osim bahadas." So, if you hang an esrog for decorations, you're allowed to smell it because you're just not allowed to do something degrading with it or use it for other purposes. But smelling it is included in the decoration, and therefore that would be okay.